This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We continue our conversation this Monday with Lane Sullenberger of the Dairy Calf and Heifer Association. Lane, we mentioned Friday, the big conference coming up in Milwaukee next month, and you have relevant speakers and topics again this year. Tell us about some of these issues you'll be addressing during this conference.
We're going to be talking about the salmonella bugs throughout the country. That one of the new bugs is a salmonella Heidelberg. The issue with it is not only that we don't have antibiotics or vaccines against it, it is very detrimental to staff and can end up sending staff to hospital or a doctor or whatever. So we've got to take new precautions in that area, so we're trying to stay on top and keep our farmers informed.
Is that a problem that has persisted through the years, or is that something that's just recently as well just kind of picked up?
Well, it's been here, but seems to have spread, and quite frankly, part of that might be because we have larger dairy operations nowadays. They're buying cattle from all over the country, and so there's a natural exposure that happens.
So continuing to grow with the Dairy Calf and Heifer Association, how many members do you have now?
We're at about 350 members, which is significantly up over 3 years ago. One of the things that farm organizations or organizations like ourselves talk about too is we're excited about our membership and having new members, but there's less and less farmers. We really talk about how many cows, how many animals. So our sponsors want to know. For instance, 2 years ago in 2016, we had nearly 1 million animals represented at the conference. Last year, we had 2 million. So our growth.
This year, you're going to have 4 million.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way things are going, huh?
Our growth is per cow, per animal unit, and not so much as membership. Though membership, I don't want to downplay that. It's still an important part of what we are.
It's a numbers game, but it's a qualitative. When you're talking about, you know, emphasis on the animal, that's where it really should be, shouldn't it? Because you're talking about gold standards. Can you give us an update on that as well, and what that's all about?
Sure. We just recently did an update on gold standards, in which we had some of the best, what we consider the best of the best minds around the country, including academia, allied business, and obviously producers, and brought them all together. And one of the things we're really proud of with gold standards is it sets up goals and guidelines, but it also tells people how to do it. And it isn't just a few people's opinion. It is well researched. So when you see something on one of the pages of the booklet, you also have a reference study or research paper to go to look at that information. And so, you know, that's what we're about. I mean, contrary to some other things, which is not a bad thing, but we are about calves and heifers. And the industry, the dairy industry, has become much more aware of the importance. Years ago, heifers were just kind of put on the back burner, and they got some of the ugly feed or the moldy hay or whatever it was. But we now are realizing that this is our future.
Well, thanks for the update, Lane. Get ready for the big show here in a month, huh?
Yes, our conference is from April 10th to the 12th in Milwaukee, and can get information going on to the calfandheifer.org.
All right, that's Lane Sullenberger, Dairy Calf and Heifer Association.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.